A new museum in Washington, D.C. claims to provide a day-in-the-life look at the experiences of law enforcement officers, from local police to prison guards. But some people say it doesn't tell the whole story. Michaela LaFrac from member station WAMU reports.
A tour of the new National Law Enforcement Museum begins with a movie. In a voiceover during the first scene at a police graduation, you hear a quote by the Greek philosopher Plato.
The greatest amount of power is given to those called the guardians.
After the music swells, the rest of the movie focuses on police forces around the country working harmoniously with their communities.
We all gotta work together somehow.
Right. You need to prove yourself that you're actually gonna be open and you're also gonna tell people the truth.
Craig Floyd is the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund, the force behind the museum's development. He knows a lot of people don't trust police these days.
There's been a disconnect in some communities around this country over the last few years. I think this museum experience are going to go a long way toward building those bridges.
The $103 million museum was privately funded, mostly by corporations like Motorola and Glock. There are exhibits on different law enforcement career tracks and a video that follows a patrol officer throughout her day. But if you're looking for the museum's take on current protests over, say, officer-involved shootings, you won't find it. Lead exhibit developer Rebecca Looney says it's an all-ages museum.
And so when we talk about crime and murder and the more intense things, you're never confronted by something that you're not going to be able to handle.
That soft approach is clear in the Ferguson exhibit. It's the museum's only direct mention of an officer-involved shooting. Most of the exhibit is about body cameras, how they became more popular after black 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a white policeman in 2014. That approach offends Black Lives Matter DC organizer April Goggins.
This is about propaganda. This is about providing a narrative and a picture of law enforcement that counters what we see in the news.
Retired Washington police officer Ron Hampton visited the museum recently. He also thinks it missed an opportunity to reach out to people who don't trust police.
Policing is a necessary component in our society. It can be better. But in order for it to be better, you have to work with it. So why not have that in the museum?
Hampton's the former head of the National Black Police Association. He urged the museum's planners to include stories of minority and women officers. He thought it'd help the different communities connect.
And I think every police officer ought to know something about the history of the institutions they work in.
Now, he says, he feels like the committee just didn't listen. David Brandt, the museum's director, says he sees its role differently.
We haven't propagandized history. We're giving you the reality of day in the life. History is what it is. We're not really commenting on the news.
To him, bringing up movements like Black Lives Matter would just turn people away.
As soon as certain people hear Black Lives Matter, they react one way or the other. It creates a difficult setting to have a fair and objective and productive conversation.
So the museum's permanent exhibits don't mention it. Brandt does say he's planned educational programming and discussions on subjects like Ferguson's impact on policing. He hopes both police officers and community advocates will show up. For NPR News in Washington, I'm Michaela LaFrac.